This is 88.5 FM for all of Southern California. We are listener-supported radio. If you want to sign up to be a member of the radio station and support our mission of supporting the community of artists, please go to 88.5fm.org and sign up to be a member. My name's Mookie, and Larkin Poe is in studio today. Hello there.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome back to Southern California.
Woo! It's good to be here, right? Even in this heat wave, Lordy.
It is so hot, but we're in an air-conditioned studio today, so that's really good.
Thank the Lord.
You guys are on a promotional tour once again, but originally, where's home for you guys right now, actually?
Home is actually Nashville, but true home is Atlanta, Georgia.
Right. You have good memories of sweeping through Southern California. We know that you just played the Hotel Cafe, and that's a pretty great venue for you guys, I would say.
Last night was awesome.
We
sold out Hotel Cafe, and so it was a lot of happy people. We were all feeling it.
Feeling the spirit.
That's cool. So obviously you guys are here, Rebecca and Megan, just as a duo, but you do have a band who's, I don't know, maybe catching some Z's back at the hotel right now.
Much needed Z's,
right? So
yes.
Who are we missing?
So we're missing Tarka Lehman's playing bass for us, and Kevin McGowan is playing drums. And they've been playing with us for about 2 years. They're great guys. So today, instead of having Kevin on drums, I'm going to be supplying some kick drum with my right leg. So it's Larkin Poe and Rebecca's right leg as accompanist.
I love it. Well, there is a lot to talk about. The new record, Peach, is available right now to the general public. We just got the song Look Away. I guess that is the new single. We played it on the air once or twice, and it sounds great.
Thank you.
Before we get into all the questions, would you mind playing a song for us?
We would love to. This is Preachin' Blues. It was written by Sun House and adapted by us here on the 21st Century. One.
I'm gonna get me some religion. I'm gonna join the Baptist church. I'm gonna get me some religion. I'm gonna join the Baptist church. Gonna be a preacher, hey, so I don't have to work. I wish I had a heaven of my own. Wish I had a heaven of my own. Give all of my women, yeah, a long and happy home. Pick my seat and sit down. I'm gonna preach these blues. I'm gonna pick my seat and sit down. Took off down the road, yeah. Grabbed on my suitcase and took off down the road. I said farewell, my church.
There you go. Brilliantly done on 88.5 FM. That is Larkin Poe live in our studio. Now, my first introduction to this particular band was a few years ago at a different radio station, and we had you guys perform for less than a handful of people at a coffee shop. And I felt really bad. I was like, I think more people need to know about this project. But at the very least, I became a fan of your music. I know you talked about it off the air a little bit, but the idea to post these videos on social media, where did that come from?
You know, honestly, we were using it as a learning tool. I mean, because I still consider myself a relatively new electric guitar player. So it started out that I would just sit and write little jams and I would film them. And it was sort of like a good goal to like perform my little jam well enough to feel like I could post it on the internet. And then it just sort of expanded because people were responding to it, and we were kind of doing like one every couple of days. And I think people can feel the energy with which we're doing it, which truly is, you know, not only to pay tribute to songs that we feel are just mega and informing our own songwriting, but also just to make yourself create every day. Learn something new, like stretch yourself and stay relevant and really engaged with your art and continuing to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And the response has been overwhelming. Like, you know, we'll post a video and in 3 or 4 hours it'll have, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80,000 views on Facebook, and they're going viral. Now we're getting like over 1 million views and stuff. And
so that's great. That's amazing.
It's incredible.
So people could search for Larkin Poe on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat,
yep,
Facebook, whatever social media is the newest thing, and it seems like...
Yeah.
Seems like you're on there. Huffington Post recently said these gals like their gritty Southern heritage with a cosmopolitan twist. At the very core of this particular project, would you say you guys are students of the blues first and foremost?
Definitely. We when we've been making these cover videos, we've picked up playing a lot of traditional blues, since we are from the South. That is, you know, that roots music is really prevalent in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've definitely in the past 6 months been delving more into the blues.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what ended up going on the album. We did half originals and half traditional blues.
Mm-hmm. We grew up playing,
right,
you know, roots American music, bluegrass, blues,
mm-hmm,
mountain music, mm-hmm, and they all, I do believe, they draw from a very similar well. So to us, it really was so exciting to truly dig into a certain vein, to really dig into the blues and educate ourselves on all of the greats of the business, from, you know, Muddy Waters to Son House to, you know, Blind Willie Johnson, and really pay tribute to those guys, especially since, you know, we've always been students of not only Bonnie Raitt, but so many other blues musicians who do carry that torch.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really fun to be able to step into those shoes and try to walk them to a new place too, you know, with our own spin.
I love that. You guys have shared the stage with a number of artists that we like. I think the first time I interviewed you guys, I really wanted to pick your brain about collaborating with Elvis Costello.
Yes.
But there's something new every day, it seems like, with this particular project. Earlier this year, Music Cares honored,
yes,
Tom Petty. And did you guys receive a call from T-Bone Burnett to help them out with that? And how did that go down?
It was an ecstatic evening. He called. I had a Los Angeles number ring on my phone, and so I answered it. And I was like, hey, this is T-Bone. I was like, oh, hi. And he asked if he wanted to come and take part in the event. And it was probably 2 months before. So it would have been, he called us in December, and the event was in February. And he's like, I would love to have you guys come. We have like Lucinda Williams and Taj Mahal and George Strait and Al King and, you know, and just rattled off this all-star cast of people. I was like, and they're all going to be playing Petty songs. So if you guys want to learn some Petty tunes and come back up, we'd love to have you. And so Megan and I, the next day, like we had 35, 40 Petty tunes like in the bag. Like, let's do this.
That's amazing.
It was a magical evening. And I think especially in light of, you know, the tragedies that we've experienced and losses this month, it's that much more dear of a memory to us.
Larkin Poe in studio on the brand new 88.5 FM. Can we get another song out of you?
Absolutely.
Is it going to be original,
yes,
or a tribute?
I would like for us to do a track off the record that we wrote sort of in the style of J.J. Cale. Like, I really love fingerstyle guitar, and I think that he has such a mellow and easy style of blues. And so we wrote this tune sort of as a positive look, an optimistic view into the future,
mm-hmm,
and to do away with divisiveness and to hopefully to hopefully cast off the sins of our forefathers and look to a brighter way. So this is called Cast 'Em Out.
Train, count the long cross ties, bend your back, bear the pain, don't you waste no time, cause miracles don't come cheap, working on the weekend, hunker down, digging deep, deeper than the demons, cast them out, like bread upon the water, cast them out, like the sins of all our fathers.
Cool. Again, Larkin Poe live in studio here on the brand new 88.5 FM in Southern California. Megan and Rebecca are here. You guys, even though you are super, super young, it seems like you are veterans of the music industry and have toured the country before. How has touring changed? Has it changed at all?
Since we started?
Yes.
Oh my God, absolutely. We used to print out, this is coming from, it sounds really first world problem-y, but printing out MapQuest directions, you know what I mean? Like trying to get from the hotel to the venue. And I think also just our own perspective on what it means to deliver a good show and how to engage with the crowd and how to be vulnerable. Like even I feel like the most changes occur within ourselves, but certainly Siri has changed the touring world.
Oh,
sure.
I imagine so.
Yeah, we've been Siri fine coffee.
We've been touring for over a decade now.
Yeah.
In the beginning, we were definitely more bluegrass, so we were playing like performing arts centers. To now, where it's like we're playing, the hotel cafes and kind of like the more like rock clubs.
What a success this project has turned into. Is there any advice that you can give to a musician who would like to make music their full-time job one day?
Hone your craft like nobody's business. That's doing these cover videos has been really, really great for us because it's forced us every day to get in there and do it. So that would be some advice, just every day.
Yeah, hone your craft and try to delve deeper into yourself. And if you don't have anything original to say, just keep digging. And if you're meant to say something, then you'll find it eventually.
What's one record that you could never part with? You'll always want the physical copy of on hand. You'll never lend to a friend because you'll never get it back. What's one record for you?
Chris Whitley's Dirt Floor.
Okay.
I don't know. He is, in my estimation, he's one of the more underrated artists that American history has ever seen. I think he's brilliant. He pairs really stripped back American poetry with blues and sings it like nobody else. You gotta listen to Chris Whitley.
Amazing. What about yourself?
We were actually listening to this record on the way here, Fleetwood Mac Rumors.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh gosh, we're fans of them. That's for sure. Larkin Poe is here in studio on the brand new 88.5 FM. Thanks for supporting what we do. If you're not a member, you could sign up online on 88.5fm.org. Can we get another song out of you? And we're hoping it's, I guess, the single.
We're gonna give it a shot.
Okay.
This is one of the more produced tracks on the record. I programmed a bunch of like really insane little drums using GarageBand, and then it wound up on the record. So we're gonna try to deliver it as a duo.
Okay.
But we love this song. It's
okay.
Called Look Away.
And there is a video available right now.
Woo!
If people want to check it out online.
All right, let's do it, Megan. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
Poe in studio here on the brand new 88.5 FM. Already can't wait for the next time you guys come through. We'll be supporting your music for years to come.
That means so much. Thanks for having us in. This is a blast.
You got it. Thanks again, 88.5 FM.